This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado has changed how it punishes people for car theft. As CPR's Megan Verlee reports, penalties will now be based on whether someone is a repeat offender and whether they use the car to commit other crimes.
This is a shift from before, when the severity of punishment generally depended on the value of the stolen car itself. State Senator Rachel Zenzinger says that approach ignored the realities of having your car stolen.
A crime is a crime, and it doesn't matter if you are a moderate-income person, a low-income person. Your automobile has been stolen. It's going to impact your life, and sometimes pretty dramatically.
The new law had bipartisan support at the legislature. It takes effect this month. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Today's the deadline for public comment on a Bureau of Land Management rule that would put conservation on equal footing with other public land uses. BLM Colorado State Director Doug Vilsack says the most helpful comments will be ones that suggest language changes.
I think there will be some significant changes to the rule because that's just what happens between a draft and getting 100,000 comments in the door.
Supporters say the rule will provide a framework for conservation on public lands, but opponents worry it will come at the expense of other permitted uses, such as mineral extraction and grazing. Meanwhile, ongoing discussions over the future of the Colorado River have brought renewed focus to the water rights of tribal nations. Amorina Lee Martinez completed her PhD on water management around the Dolores River.
They really didn't get water. An important piece to this history is that the Ute Mountain Ute Reservation had minimal to no good quality water that the tribe could access as soon as the reservation was established, essentially.
The Ute Mountain Ute tribe regularly receives less than its allocated share of water from the Dolores River. This is CPR News and KRCC.